And they were using the law as an excuse. Well, they say, well, on one hand, we have a law that you honor your father and your mother. On the other hand, we have a law that, that if you give to God, there are certain exemptions from other laws. So is this law going to be exempt? Sure. If you give the money to God, you don't have to honor your father and your mother. You've made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition, meaning the commandment of God to honor your father and your mother was made of no effect. And many like things they do. I'll tell you what, by their tradition, and there's all kinds of traditions. Traditions are whatever things men hold in their mind, philosophies, doctrines that are perverse from the truth. The scriptures say, hey, let's, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1 says, cleansing ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. I think that's what it says. Let us perfect holiness. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Well, what does tradition say? No. You can't do that. No, you can't. You're not allowed to do that. I mean, it's even worse. It's one thing to say, well, you can do one or the other, and both are permissible. No, it is to say, no, you can't do that. You can't obtain that. You can't believe that promise. Don't even believe that promise because you're going to be disappointed. Don't step out on the water, Peter. You're going to be disappointed. You're not going to be able to walk. You can't do it. But I say, come. No, but we say no. Tradition says. Tradition says no one can be perfect. Tradition says no one can stop sinning. Tradition says, what I would, I do not, and that I would not, I do. I'm quoting Paul, and I'm not mocking Paul, but Paul was talking about life under the law. Life under the gospel is a little different. Under the new covenant, it's a little different. He writes his commandments in our hearts. There are scriptures. There are scriptures upon scriptures, and scriptures and scriptures. I've covered the New Testament, the epistles of Paul. Righteousness, holiness, godliness, virtue, these are the things we are called to. These are the things we've been promised. These are the things we ought to do. But what does tradition say? No, unobtainable. Just repent and ask forgiveness at the end of every day, and that is the gospel. No, that's not the gospel. Some people know this. They say, no, you shouldn't do that. But they also have another mistake. They think, I can just sin with impunity. Never need to say anything. But rather, we are running a race in which we are going forward, moving forward, passing things, letting things get behind us. And I can't see what's ahead of me, but I know what's behind me. And I know that when I get to the finish line, I'm going to be the victor, and everything that is against me is going to be behind me. Verse 7, ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draw near me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Isaiah chapter 29. I did a song for that one. One of my favorites. That's what people do. They draw near to me. Oh, I love God. God, 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 God. Jesus, Jesus, I love Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I honor Jesus. Jesus, we honor and worship and praise you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. But with their heart, it's far from him. Because why? No, but my heart is totally towards Jesus. I got Jesus in my heart. No, you don't have Jesus in your heart because you don't love the things he loves. If your heart was close to Jesus, your heart would be with Jesus. You know what Jesus' heart was? His heart was righteousness, judgment, mercy, faith. If your heart was close to those things, your heart would be close to him. Because that's where his heart is. His heart is in that which is good, that which is profitable, that which pertains to faith, that which pertains to the promises of God. If your heart is near him, your heart is going to be striving and desiring after the things he has promised us, the things he said we could do. Come out to me. Come out on the waters. I can do it. My heart is with you, Jesus. I will walk. They worship him in vain. In vain. We worship you, O Lord. We worship you, O Lord. According to the teachings of our Father, O Lord. Yeah, our Father. Who's, what Father? What teachings? Where did they learn these doctrines? Where have they found out these truths? Well, this is how men Paul, you transgress. Why do you have church like that? That's not church. Church is when you have this and that and the other. Verse 10, and he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying, after they heard what you said? You know, they'd come out to see him, probably asking what they thought was a pretty innocent question. They heard about the famine. Why do your disciples, you know, and what it was, is they thought it was an innocent question. But really, they were fault finding. You know, finding fault. Why don't you do, we heard so much good about you. Why isn't this right? This should be different. They always want to hold on to that. We're a little better. We're here to approve of you. We're here to judge the things which be most excellent. And unfortunately, we don't find it so with you. Jesus is saying that, memorize this. As part of your understanding of Christianity. You can memorize it along with what the verse the other day. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Remember? Chapter 12, verse 34. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What is in the heart and is overflowing in the heart tends to bubble out the mouth. Whatever you're full of, what are you full of? That's what's coming out of your mouth. Why, he's full of... that's why he talks like that. Now it all makes sense. So it's not the things you eat, or the things, you know, you take in. Even the things you hear, but take heed how you hear. Because I'll tell you what. Because his point is, we should let him get to it. But the Pharisees were offended when he said, they stumbled. They wanted to believe, maybe, but they came in and they went, he can't be the Messiah. Look at the way he spoke to us. They were offended. They stumbled at him. You know, this stumbling would be like offense. I mean, they were somewhat irritated. No doubt. They came to question him, not for him to question them.